To what lengths do you go to protect your way of life? If someone challenged you or confronted sin in your life, how defensive would you become? How fiercely would you guard your sin? You see, lots of people are fine with the idea of a Savior until it comes to their submission to Him as King. At that point, they will do all they can to protect themselves and their own kingdom. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Look with me at Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2 verse 2 says, "Wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, 'Where is he who's been born king of the Jews?' And when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him." Someone once said of King Herod that it was better to be a pig in his kingdom than his son. Herod was a fiercely jealous and suspicious man who would do anything to protect his own control and authority and sense of pride and power. So obsessed with himself that he killed his own brother-in-law, mother-in-law, his wife, and his three sons because he saw them as threats to his kingdom. He was a fiercely prideful man who sought to crush any threat to his own agenda. And you see this here in the text. He gathers up chief priests and scribes to find out where the Messiah was to be born. And notice with me how he refers to Jesus. He calls Jesus the Christ. Herod is familiar enough with the Old Testament that he knows that it speaks of an anointed one who is to come. Well, does that soften Herod's heart? Does it make him sit back and recognize the kingship of this one that is born King of the Jews? Well, let's see. He finds out where the baby is to be born from the chief priest and scribe, so he has the location down. The next thing Herod does is he gathers up these wise men, and notice what he asks them. "At what time did you see this star?" In other words, how long ago did you see this star that prompted your journey? Well, what was Herod doing? He was determining the present day age of this one born King of the Jews. We can understand why Herod would want to know where Jesus was born. Maybe he wants to worship him too. At least that's what he tells the wise men. But why is he concerned about Jesus' age? Well, when you read verse 16, it all makes sense. He wanted to know the child's age so he would know whom to kill to ensure that this child king would be killed as well. Herod was a man who killed in order to keep his kingdom and his throne intact. But Jesus is a king who will die to keep his throne. Well, you might not be as cold-blooded as Herod, but do you see what's going on? Herod's kingdom is being challenged, and he does everything he can to protect his rule. And the question is, when Jesus challenges and confronts the way you live your life, through the Holy Spirit or through his word, what lengths do you go through to retain your rule? Some of you may sneer and shake your fist at God and say, "I am the captain of my own fate." You respect Christmas, but you don't relinquish control. People are all for the message of a Savior until the time comes for submission. All of us are born with this Herod complex. You see, Christmas time is not just another reminder. It's not just about a baby being born, but that a king was sent to the earth, and his kingdom confronts and challenges every other kingdom in your life and in mine. As you pray today, please remember Sean Richards and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. Also, remember the Khmer LifeWord broadcast heard in Cambodia.